Okay, as you can tell from the videos and everything, message today has something to do with time. Can you put the first scripture up there? Yeah. Have you ever felt like this? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Do you ever feel that way? Lord, where are you? I'm waiting. I'm looking for your promises, for the fulfillment of your promises. Or I'm in a desperate situation. I'm needy. Maybe I have a financial need. Maybe it's a family matter of some sort, whatever. And we're kind of desperate. Lord, where are you? How long do I have to wait? How long do I have to go through this before you take care of the situation? I know there have been times when I felt that way. Not necessarily that the Lord deserted me, but just kind of in a quandary. What's going on? Why do I have to wait this long for something? Why? Well, I think that's a question that almost all of us face at some point in time. We wait. We don't like waiting. Does anybody here like waiting? Do you like waiting in the doctor's office? Do you like waiting in the checkout line? Do you like waiting at the restaurant? It seems to take forever sometimes for the food to come. I got to thinking about this a little bit. You know, before the advent of microwaves, it used to take about an hour to bake a potato, right? About an hour. So microwaves come along. What does it take? Maybe 6 minutes, 10 minutes at most, depending on the size of the potato. But yet we still can't wait for it to get done, right? You plop something in the microwave, and you stand there and you wait. Why is it taking so long? It's amazing. No matter how quickly some things go, it's not fast enough for us. We're always in a hurry. And I think that's the way we look at the Lord, too. What's taking you so long, Lord? What's going on? Why do I have to wait so long for this? Well, there are some reasons for it. Let's go to the next one. Here, this is from Isaiah, verses 28 to 31, and you're familiar with the last part of it, but I wanted to start from there. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is aware of everything. And here it says, he gives strength to the weary. To those who have no might, he increases strength. All too often, we rely on our own physical strength, our understanding, our abilities, our talents, to try and accomplish something. And sometimes we succeed, and sometimes we don't. And we get frustrated when we don't. And we get upset. Sometimes we get angry, maybe lash out. But here, what does this say? Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And that's the part that I want to focus on. Waiting on the Lord, you renew your strength. I don't know exactly how that works, but Scripture is true. You feel weak, you feel weary, your labor's burdening you down. You're frustrated because things don't happen in the time that you want it to. Maybe you have some goals in mind that you want to do something for the Lord, and things don't seem to be quite working out. It's taking longer. Or things you didn't anticipate happen, and you get frustrated. But that's what happens when we try and do things in our own strength. When we don't make the Lord part of what we're doing, if we're just doing it on our own. But if you wait on Him, you will renew your strength. The weariness will depart. It's hard to wait. I know, it's hard. I know Joan is waiting for something that the Lord promised her a number of years ago. I'm still waiting for something that the Lord shared with me many, many years ago. Hasn't happened yet. I'm still waiting. It's hard. I can think of Abraham. Had the promise of heirs. Said, your descendants shall be as the sands of the seashore. And there he is waiting and waiting. And years go by and nothing. And he and Sarah are old, too old to have children. But yet there's God's promise. It's still there. All he could do was wait. Well, that's not entirely true. Sarah came up with this wonderful idea here. Maybe it's not through me that you're going to have the descendants. Why don't you take my handmaiden and marry her and have children through her? That turned out to be a disaster. It did. God's promise is God's promise. Didn't make any difference that either Abraham or Sarah were too old to have children. Abraham still had to wait after Ishmael was born, I think another 10 years. And then the Lord appears to Abraham and says, about this time next year, Sarah's going to have a son. But she was beyond childbearing. But there's a perfect example. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that's impossible for Him? No. Nothing. But yet we tend to think, that we can do things for Him apart from Him. And that's not true. We need Him involved in everything that we do. But most importantly, we need to wait on Him. It's His time. It's His way that's important. Not when we think something should be accomplished or finished or the way in which it should be done. But timing is everything. We hear that so often. Timing is everything. It's never more true in the spiritual sense. God's timing is perfect. He's never early. He's never late. He's always on time. And it's important for us to be on God's time and not our time. So if we can wait on the Lord, what does that show? What does that show if we wait patiently on God and not try and accomplish something ourselves? Well, I waited long enough. I can't wait any longer. I got to take care of this myself. Nope. Well, first off, we do show patience because we're able to wait. And that's not easy. Oh, you're shaking your head, huh, Diane? We all are. Patience is not an easy thing. I hate standing in front of the microwave waiting for it to finish. But it also shows trust. that you believe God and what he says. If you can wait on him, it shows that you trust him. And that you know that he keeps his promises. That you know he will fulfill everything that he has said he will do. It's important to wait until he's ready to do whatever. It's all in his time. All in his time. The first video, there was at the end of the first verse, I'm going to pull this out. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. And if you look at it, maybe you caught it, I don't know. But right at the very end of the first verse, it says, "While I am waiting, yielded and still." That's when God is doing everything. That's when God enters the picture. That's when he accomplishes everything. While I am waiting, and I'm yielded to him. In other words, I'm not about to go and do things on my own because I can't wait any longer. No. While I am waiting and I'm yielded to his will, but I'm also still, I'm at peace. I'm not uptight. I'm not frustrated. I'm not, when is this going to happen? God wants us to have peace. And we get that peace when we can fully trust him. We can just wait till he's ready. And that's why it's so important to know what his will is and wait on him. He will fulfill all the promises that he has said that he would. I'd also like to read something else to you. This is from a book that I have, excuse me, that Chuck Swindoll put together, all these little anecdotes about different things. And for this, I need my glasses. Sorry. I can't read that small. Okay, this is by F.B. Meyer. It says, God has his set times. It is not for us to know them. Indeed, we cannot know them. We must wait for them. If God had told Abraham in Haran that he must wait all those years until he pressed the promised child to his bosom, his heart would have failed him. So in gracious love, the length of the weary years was hidden, and only as they were nearly spent and there were only a few more months to wait, God told him, according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. If God told you on the front end how long you would wait to find the fulfillment of your desire or pleasure or dream, you'd lose heart. You'd grow weary in well-doing. So would I. But he doesn't. He just says, wait, I keep my word. I'm in no hurry. In the process of time, I'm developing you to be ready for the promise. And that's true. Think about that. If he made a promise to you, or if you're expecting the fulfillment of something in Scripture, or something that he has spoken to your heart, and he told you ahead of time, well, you're going to have to wait 20 years. Think you could wait that long? How would you feel? Well, let me say, only 19 days and 364, I mean 19 years and 364 days to go. Oh boy. I think we'd all get frustrated. So he doesn't tell us. He just says, wait for me so I can renew your strength, so I can build up patience and perseverance in you, and so I can build up your faith and trust knowing that I'm faithful. I will keep every single promise I ever made to you. And that's what he's doing. It's still hard to wait, but wait we must. God has a reason for doing things the way he does. We can't change that. Nobody can. God does things the way he does them. And if he wants us to wait, then wait we will. Let's wait in faith. Let's wait trusting him. Let's wait in peace and in stillness, yielded to his will. That's the only way to do it. Amen? Amen. So, wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Let's pray. Father God, you know how difficult it is for us to wait. And there's so many things that we wait for. But most of all, Lord, we wait upon you. We know, Lord, in our hearts, we do know that you will fulfill every single promise. We know how faithful you are. We have read it in Scripture. We have heard it so many times. You are faithful. You will do what you have promised. But it is so hard to wait, Lord. Help us to have the patience and the perseverance and the peace in our hearts, trusting you fully and just patiently waiting upon you. For when you are ready to act, oh Lord, wondrous things happen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.